Patricia Adamas has a son, David. He suffered a stroke on New Year's Eve. He was transported to the emergency department. This is a guy who was just wildly alive. He was taken to ICU, and he became comatose. 13 days later, they say he's brain dead, he's unresponsive, and we're going to cut off all of his food and his water and his breathing tube. I have wrestled with this for a very long time, starting with Terry Schiavo. And this is wrong to do to people. And we must not go down this road. Patricia Adamas, the mother, is on the phone with us now. She's going in just a few minutes to meet with the hospital and get an update and plead the case to please don't kill her son. And I so appreciate her being on the phone with us now. Patricia, how are you?
It's a very difficult time.
Patricia, tell us, they didn't really consult with you guys, did they? When they started to just cut off his food and water?
That's correct. They did not.
Tell me what happened at that time, and is he responsive at all? Because I understand when you're talking to him, when family members talk to him, he is moving.
Yeah, so it was a surprise initially. The first question, it was a surprise. We weren't informed that they were going to stop food. Everything was done, you know, and a discovery of, well, surprise, there's no hydration. There's no, you know, we're not going to continue. So it was a surprise and shock, which was very difficult, let alone to deal with everything that was happening in the hospital. I'm sorry, forgive me. What was your second question?
That it was a surprise, and also is he responsive?
He is very, very emaciated, dehydrated, very weak and frail. His bones are protruding from the skin, so he's not as responsive. Yesterday and today, it's very delayed. But yes, he did respond when we talked. I would tell him, you know, sweetheart, are you hungry? Would you like to come to the table to eat? He'd lift his foot. My mother would walk in and say, hi, sweetheart, it's grandma, you know. And he would immediately lift his, you know, his foot. And he tries so hard. Just Wednesday at 8 o'clock, a friend of his went in and said, hey, David, you know, and he just was shaking his foot. It was different than the lifting. He was literally shaking his foot, and he lifted it and was shaking it. And that's the last of the, you know, that type of energy. Now his responses are very faint, very faint. I'm very concerned because he's severely dehydrated.
I've seen the pictures of him just 3-4 weeks ago, and the picture of him today, he's not the same man. He looks like he is, you know, as he is starving to death. Patricia, what are you asking the hospital today? And why won't they give you even custody of him?
Well, I have guardianship in a federal court of law. We're Native American. But what I'm asking today and being very adamant in asking in continuum is for my son to be provided intravenous hydration, and then at some point nutrition, and then the thyroid that is very essential to his stability and recovery, you know, because the idea is hospital's intent or alleged or stated intent is to help us transfer him to receive continued services, which would be New Jersey or some other place that would take him. But you don't do that intentionally and not provide the vital sustenance to get him there. So it's almost a default. It's not very humane, and I don't understand it. The other thing I'm asking for is to be properly informed, you know, to be given the dignity and the respect without that, you know, we're going to remove the ventilator at any minute and, you know, things like that. Like, we're going to take, this is the last thing he has sustaining him, we're going to take that. You know, it's not humane to live or to feel that there is the spirit of recovery or any sense of stability for my son, or the underlying intent that is not in alignment with the alleged care of the hospital. So we're asking that that immediately the hydration and the nutrition continue, that my son be allowed dignity, respect, and the care to be sustained until, you know, the statements of the hospital to transfer him to a long-term care facility.
And this is,
and to allow me
this
to
is,
be informed.
This is St. Joseph's Hospital. So this is a Catholic hospital. You would think that life would be paramount to them. And he could have been transferred, but now he is so weak from starving him to death that the idea of transferring him to a place for longer care is probably not an option today. Patricia, I know you need to get to the hospital, and we're praying for your son.